Hello? Hello, little buddy. So, anyway, we had a small incident yesterday. A certain Plier Alpha, at least that's what Soyberg calls him, has released a video on his SoyTube channel, seemingly vlogging and touring our facility. Our network security service is already covering it up, but sadly, it has attracted quite a bit of attention. I would expect unwanted visitors throughout your shift. At least we've convinced Swolsom to help out with them, but I expect it to take a couple of days. He has an exercise routine to finish and all. Until then, yeah, you're just gonna have to handle this by yourself. Most of our psychiatrists are busy figuring out how this incident even happened, and the rest are refusing to volunteer even after promises of higher Sproke rations. I'm counting on you, buddy. From what I was told, apparently this video depicted this Plier meeting one of our most dangerous patients and casually talking with him about. Yeah, you get what I mean. Thankfully, we've designed cops and cell bars to be impervious to all sorts of damage, so no need to worry about him getting out. Just keep an eye on him every so often. The head psychiatrist doesn't want him to have any unnecessary outside contact. Oh, I almost forgot. Silly me. So last time I heard Dr. Soystein tied down a finger boy for research in his cabinet, but it's probably already out due to the emergency and all. So some advice. Finger boys are blind. But they use echolocation, albeit in the crudest sense. What I'm saying is that if you close your door, it probably won't even know it's there, and it might just wander off. Keep in mind that finger boys are quite fast, so if I were you, I'd close it straight away. I know this is quite difficult for a newbie like you, but I really think you can measure up to this challenge. Hang in there, little buddy, and remember, trust the plan.